Hey, so I thought I would make a video talking about what I, in my opinion and from the research I've done, what I think the solution is to the various agendas at play, the New World Order, the Agenda 2030, and all of the agendas really, that they the thing they have in common is like more control restrictions, one world government, one world currency, and more top-down control where a small group of people dictate to the majority. So, and I've seen all kinds of things. I've looked into and researched all kinds of supposed solutions. Some people think you should move to certain countries, collaborate, get together and buy some land and live off the land in a self-sustainable homestead type of thing. Some have said, no, we need to be protesting and kind of fighting in the on the individual level, tearing down posters, talking and sharing this stuff with everyone we know. Some say you should write to politicians, send templated letters to various people, and everything in between. In my opinion, the true solution is very different, because essentially what is happening is a lowering of the collective frequency. Everything that they're trying to do involves lowering our vibration and our frequency. They want, and this has been said in their public documents and in various insider interviews, they want to trigger you in as many different ways as possible to get you to react, to make you, you know, put forward that energy, that anger, and give your attention to whatever their current thing is, to keep people divided. That's essentially how this works. It doesn't work if we're all united. It only works if they trigger both sides to fight with each other. You know, there was a really funny picture that I saw where there's this king looking down on this angry mob of people, and half of them are holding pitchforks and the other half are holding torches. And his advisor says to him, you don't need to fight them. All you need to do is convince the pitchfork people that the torch people want to take away their pitchforks, and then they'll fight each other. Meanwhile, the king gets his own way and imposes his law without much struggle. And that's basically what's happening now. They create an artificial or a fake situation in many different forms. They trigger both sides, get people to be angry with the other side. Meanwhile, their agenda happens anyway. What they wanted to do gets done either way. Meanwhile, we're just distracted and fighting each other. And this is happening right now with the Ukraine situation. They're trying to make it so that you have to pick a side and, you know, support the sanctions on Russia or stand up for whatever. But meanwhile, their agenda, destabilizing the global economy, imposing more restrictions on various different parts of our lives, and no doubt they'll try and increase taxes as a result of this as well. And also the control of money, turning off citizens' money. Google and Apple Pay did this simply because they're in the country that happens to be used. This is all their agenda. So it really doesn't matter which side you support, because their agenda gets pushed through anyway. So what's the solution then? And this is in my opinion, of course, you know, do your own research on this. In my opinion, their agenda only happens when we're divided and when we're paying our attention to the system. We're getting triggered, getting angry, confused and distracted. And that's how it happens. If we detach completely from the whole thing, we don't pick a side, we don't try and write to politicians because they're corrupt anyway, they're not going to read the letters, and we focus on ourselves and our vibration, then a lot of these things stop being an issue. For example, if you stopped paying attention to the news like I did a very long time ago, you basically wouldn't notice half of the stuff that's happening. And the only real problem would be when they make things law, like when they say, you know, it's the law that you have to use this digital currency on. And but if you don't pay attention to that, and if you just try and live your life in the best way you can, being as positive and happy and doing the things you love doing, then you've kind of already won. Even if they do try and bring in restrictions and whatever they're going to try and do, you've not allowed it to affect you in as negative a way as some people do. So yeah, I've gone down the rabbit hole of, you know, oh, we need to write down names of people so everyone notices. And, you know, while I do admit crime is being committed by these people, I don't think they care. I don't think that it would really do much. And you've got to remember, this stuff has been going on for a very long time, thousands and thousands of years, where a small group of bloodlines have been imposing their will for various agendas on the population. This is not new, and really COVID and the Ukraine thing have just brought it to light for more people, but it's not new. And there are people who have spent their whole lives, trying to tear down and fight against this thing, and the result is their energy and frequency has just been lowered. I don't want to say they've wasted their time, because I don't think they have, but their frequency has been lowered massively, and ultimately the agendas have been brought in anyway. Now, of course, if everyone stood up and said no, that would be a different story, but the vast majority of people are not ready to unplug from this. They almost want this Orwellian control structure. They want to be dictated to. and they don't truly value freedom. But that shouldn't stop you living, you know, living your life and having a useful experience and doing what you came here to do. And you can easily get sucked into it. You can get drawn into all the negativity and the whatever the current thing is, and you say, oh, we need to focus all our energy on tearing it down and bombarding everyone with information to try and wake them up. In my experience, that never happens. They're too in the system, and they believe anything the media tells them. You can show them facts and data and anything you want, they won't listen. So, and I've tried, I've gone down that path as well. It ultimately doesn't really do anything. It doesn't really. It's very windy, I hope you can still hear me. So in my opinion, the answer is you can have, in my opinion, more impact on the system and the people around you simply by ignoring the current divisive situation, whatever they're trying to divide you or trigger you with. If you just ignore that and instead focus on being really positive, upbeat, living your best life, as they say, that has much more of an impact on people than trying to convince them or wake them up, because they're already, you know, obsessed with that narrative. This is another really good example of this is with the COVID stuff with masks. So I've not really worn a mask the whole time, essentially. And instead of, you know, lecturing people and saying why they shouldn't wear one, I simply smile, I'm polite, and I just calmly don't wear one. And that's had more of an impact. I've even had where I've been in a shop, someone has walked in and seen me not wearing one, and then they've taken theirs off. And it's because you're kind of, by doing that, you're showing an alternative way of living. You're not trying to convince anyone, you're just doing your thing. And then people that see that and like that and think, oh, hold on a second, he's not going along with it, he looks very happy and healthy, maybe I don't need to. And, you know, that has more of a change, more of an impact than trying to convince somebody. It's very hard to convince somebody without triggering them or annoying them, because nobody likes to be told they're wrong. Nobody likes to be told what to do. So yeah, that's just my opinion. And if even a very small percentage thought like that, in my opinion, this whole thing would collapse, and we wouldn't have these elites able to control so many in these different